And welcome back to Politics Up Close here on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson. Restaurateur Sam Granato is back in politics this election year. After a bid for U.S. Senate in 2010, the Democrat is now vying for an open seat on the Salt Lake County Council, being vacated by Democratic incumbent Jamie Iwamoto in District 4 on the Valley's east side. So where does he stand on issues like the controversial Skeeling proposal and incorporation, and what skills would he bring to the nine-member body? Sam Granato joins me now in the studio to discuss his campaign. Sam, it's great to have you back on Politics Up Close.
Jeff, it's great to be with you. Thanks for the invitation.
Listeners, join us on the air with your questions and comments for Democratic candidate Sam Granato, running for county council. Our number is 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255. Well, Sam, what motivated you to run for the county council this year? Why were you interested in this particular type of government, this particular race?
Well, I've been involved in government for the past 24 years of my life, appointed by mayors of Salt Lake City, by county commissioners when we had them. I served on the Board of Health for over 13 years, and I've been reappointed to the board. So I understand a lot of county government. Did not know that I was going to run for this particular position until I read that Janie, who's done a wonderful job, was not running. I thought, you know, that's the perfect entrance back into the political scene, as you put it. I'm looking at public service. I love it. I enjoy it. I want to help people with common sense ideas.
And there were several Democrats who were vying for this seat initially. What kind of support did you get from the community, from other Democrats as you ran?
I've had great support, not only from other Democrats, but from the other side of the aisle. And as you say, other people were running for this. We had three opponents at county convention. We got 60% at county convention. And thus we didn't have a primary, and we've been working ever since the convention, meeting people, walking the district, attending events, and just hearing people's concerns.
And so you mentioned that you decided to run only after learning that Janie would be retiring instead of running against her. Do you kind of view this as continuing the legacy, the work that she's done over the past 4 years, or is there any different direction that you would take this job?
I think she's done a wonderful job. I also want to continue and help to continue the legacy that Mayor Caroon has done. He's done an outstanding job as our mayor for the last 8 years. I'm proud of Peter that he kept his word. He said, I want two terms, that's it. And that's how it should be. I'm a businessman. I have a business in the district. I can bring the skills of business. I can bring the skills of working with the other side of the aisle. When I had the Senate race that you've mentioned, I was very fortunate to have a lot of support from Republicans and independents. And it's been very pleasing to have a lot of new support and the same support come forward. You know, I have two great co-chairs. I have Frank Layden, a prominent Democrat. I have Matt Christensen, a prominent Republican. Matt called me when he heard I was running. He said, hey, I want the same job I had last time. I'm your co-chair. Well, he's there. And I've had our fundraising has been going quite well. We're pleased. I don't think we need a major war chest. We just need enough to get the message out, let people know who we are, and let them know that I'm the right person at this time for this seat to continue the legacy of Janie and Peter.
This is Politics Up Close. We're speaking with Sam Granato. He's a Democratic candidate for the Salt Lake County Council this election year. Join us on the air at 801-355-TALK, 801-355-8255. Sam, what do you think are the most critical issues in county government right now, whether it be the budget or development? Certainly many issues related with that, but what do you think is going to be on your plate if you are elected to this position?
I think what's going to be on my plate, of course, is going to be the budget. See where we can trim, see where we can improve, and see how we can bring some better morale to the county employees. But two major issues, as you well know right now, are incorporation, which is going to be on the ballot, and Ski Link. I am the only candidate running that lives in unincorporated Mill Creek. I have lived in the district that I'm running in for the past 50 years. I grew up in Holiday. I've lived in East Mill Creek. I know the concerns and issues. I also know that another layer of government doesn't make a lot of sense. We have great county services. So to incorporate, I'm against it. I've come out in the very beginning against it, and I will vote against it. Should it pass, I would be helping to blend it in so it could be transparent. But I'm also very happy to say I have support from incorporators and non-incorporators that believe in what I want to do, and they know where I stand.
And Sam, I'm glad you brought up the incorporation issue specifically, because it's been interesting observing those who favor incorporation have been saying the county's role in this process has been not helpful. Many obviously feel the county has tried to make it way too difficult for them to incorporate if that's what residents so choose this November. What are your thoughts on the role the county has played, and has the county made it too difficult for them?
I don't think they've made it too difficult. They've played by the rules. I'm not sure that others have always played by the rules. But what's really interesting is looking at two great services that we have through the county, our police department and our fire department. Should it become incorporated, I'm sure that we're going to hire the services from those two great agencies.
Right.
And it doesn't make sense to vote against the county, incorporate, and then still have another layer of government. You know, we hear so much about, and you brought up the budget. Why do we want to add another budget to the tax base? We don't. We want to have better government, common sense. We want to better address the needs of the people.
And Sam, we'll get to the ski link issue in just a minute, because it's such an important issue in this election. But sticking with the county's budget right now, what do you think are the most core county services right now that have to be preserved in any discussion about cutting the county's budget?
Well, as I say, I serve on the Board of Health. That needs to be preserved. The Medicaid programs and the dollars that come in have to be there to help the needs of so many people that need the helping hand. We need to better improve throughout all the agencies, seriously. Not that they're bad, but good business dictates, just like an insurance policy that we all take out every year. We need to review and look at what we have, how do we do it better, and how do we better manage the assets that we have, which are the employees and the people that we're working for.
During the recession, we saw Mayor Caroon and the council cutting the county's budget by more than $100 million, as I recall. Do you think there is going to be room for strategic cuts in the county's budget going forward, or do you think it should be the opposite, that we should be looking to expand in some way?
I think it's a happy combination. You need balance. And to tell you that I know that budget inside and out, I don't know the budget or where they've cut that $100 million. But I do know how to run a business. I know how to make a profit. I know how to meet the payroll. And I'm the only one running that has done that. So once I'm elected and can get in there and then do my due diligence, look at the budget, look at each agency, I can come back to you in 6 months or a year and give you a better answer as to where we're at with that budget.
It was interesting to see, Sam, a few years ago, back when the council was led by the Democrats with a 5-4 majority, to see the council pass a tax increase and actually see it vetoed by the Democratic mayor, Peter Caroon. What are your thoughts on that? Do you adopt a, you know, no tax increase policy, or does it need to be on the table to be used when it's appropriate?
Just like a business. When it's appropriate, you have to raise prices. I'm not saying I'm going to go raise taxes.
Right.
But you have to do what is going to work best today for tomorrow's business.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. My guest is Sam Granato. He's a Democrat running for Salt Lake County Council. Join us on the air at 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255. And hand-in-hand with taxation, Sam, goes the issue of these voter-approved bonds, a very relevant and recent issue, as we saw the council's Republicans recently reject a bond measure for the county's parks. They said it should not go on the ballot for voters to decide. How do you feel about that?
I feel that it should definitely be on the ballot for voters to decide. We need to preserve a lot of the green space. We need more parks. We've put some great parks, especially in District 4. And I would be in favor of increasing assets like that for the public use.
Now, Sam, let's get to the ski link issue that has been such an interesting thing to observe. This is, of course, the proposal to link the canyons and solitude resorts via a gondola over the mountain, drawing concern both in Park City and here in Salt Lake City. What are your initial thoughts on whether this is a good thing or not?
My initial thoughts and the first thought I had is it's not a good thing. As I mentioned, and I'll go back to my service with the Board of Health, I am there to protect our watershed, our air quality, and the way of life that we've known it. I had a great meeting last week with Mayor Becker, and he and I discussed, and his thoughts were he has never seen our canyons under so much siege, if you will, and it needs to be protected. It needs to be protected as I've known it, my 50 years in District 4, as hopefully you've known it, and I want my grandchildren to appreciate and know the pristine mountains that we have and the way of hikers and recreational benefits that we have, the beauty. I don't want to see 30 acres today that the Republicans want Congress to give them turn into 300 or 3,000 tomorrow. What's really baffling to me is you hear so much from the Republican side of the aisle, keep government out. Let us have our own way. And now they run to the government and say, we want 30 acres to sell to a private group. I don't believe in that.
Along the same issue of the canyons, Sam, we have this new board, the Foothills Canyons Overlay Zone Board, made up of developers and conservationists alike, tasked with creating a new ordinance for the county's canyons regulating development in the future. What are your thoughts when it comes to this board's work, and what do you want to see them do exactly?
Well, I want to see them come up with some better ideas than what we presently have. You're talking about FCAWS. And that has not been reviewed since 1989. And we know that there's been a lot of development up in the canyons and in the foothills, and we need some guidelines so that we know how development should proceed.
Our time is short, but we want to go to the phones really quickly. Miriam is calling with a question for you, Sam. Hi, Miriam.
Good morning. Sam, in the past, not so much with Janie, but when Mr. Crockett was our county councilman, accessibility was a real issue, trying, you know, to talk to him, to get hold of him, getting responses. And I was wondering where on your priority list you would put that.
Interesting question, Miriam, wondering how accessible you would be to your constituents.
Well, I'm running because I have one fault that I didn't mention. I love people. I want to get involved. I want to understand the needs of the constituents, and especially in District 4. So accessibility will be one of my strong points. That's where I stand.
Sam, in our final few minutes here, Miriam, thank you for the call. Let's talk about the campaign a little bit. Your opponent is Missy Wilson Larson, a Republican who's the daughter of somebody I'm sure you count as a friend, Ted Wilson.
He's been a friend for many years. And I'll also tell you, I've known Missy. I like Missy.
And so do you expect this to be a pretty vigorous and competitive campaign?
I think it's going to be a clean, competitive, well-run campaign. I don't see mud going across either aisle, but I see us going out, walking the neighborhoods, doing what campaigns do, and hopefully on November 6th, getting the majority of the vote.
What do you think is going to be the choice then, Sam, for voters with two respected people who respect each other in this race? What do you think is going to be the choice between you and Missy, and how would you convince people to make you their choice?
Well, I think the biggest difference is I do run a business. I've run the business. It's a family business that I was born into. I lost my father 21 years ago, and the jury was out. They said the kid won't make it 6 months. Well, I'm still there. I'm still swinging. I'm still meeting the payroll. I'm still handling my budgets. And I've grown the business a few times over. and I plan to continue to grow that business. And I plan to continue in public service, being the best public servant that I can be.
And Sam, finally, getting to fundraising, you talked about how you feel perhaps a huge war chest won't be necessary in this campaign. But what is your strategy when it comes to fundraising, and how have you done on that front so far?
We've done very well. I think we've, according to the reports that are public information, we've raised about 2-to-1 what our opponent has. I will continue, hopefully, to do that. I'm knocking on doors. I'm making phone calls. I'm doing what campaigns need to do, ask for money.
We've been speaking with Sam Granato. He is the Democratic candidate for Salt Lake County Council in District 4. This represents Salt Lake County's East Side communities. His opponent is Republican Missy Larson. Sam, it's been a pleasure having you again on Politics Up Close, and thank you for your time.
Jeff, thank you.
Politics Up Close is a production of KCBW News. Thank you to Jesse Ellis for his help with the program today. You can tune into the show every Friday morning at 9 and Sunday morning at 6, and download podcasts of our interviews online at kcbw.org. I'm Jeff Robinson. Thanks for joining us.